This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Seven people were killed in two related shootings Monday in a coastal community south of San Francisco, and officials say a suspect has been arrested. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
The motive for the shooting is currently unknown. Through investigation, the suspect, identified as Chung Li Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
And investigators at sound courtesy of KGO
lawsuit against Musk, saying they were misled by 2018.
Investigators collected 42 bullet casings from the scene of one of California's bloodiest mass shootings as they sought clues on Monday to what drove an elderly man to open fire over the weekend at a dance hall he frequented.
An 11th victim died on Monday from injuries suffered in a weekend shooting rampage at a dance hall near Los Angeles. Investigators are still searching for a motive for Saturday's attack, which happened during Lunar New Year celebrations in Monterey Park. They have identified 72-year-old Hu Can Tran as the sole suspect. He killed himself when approached by police about 12 hours after the attack. On Monday, police officers searched his home in a gated senior living community in the town of Hemet. County Sheriff Robert Luna said hundreds of rounds of ammunition have been seized in the raid.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reporting. Also on Monday, two teenage students, age 18 and 16, were killed, and a man was seriously injured in what police called a targeted shooting at an alternative educational program for at-risk youth in Des Moines, Iowa. Police said that the 18-year-old Preston Walls has been charged with murder and that the shooting was definitely targeted. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that changes in senior positions in government and in the regions would be made within a day. He also said that he had previously pledged to crack down on corruption at all levels amid a series of allegations of bribe-taking and dubious practices. The World Health Organization has launched its 2023 health emergency appeal for USS $2.5 billion to provide assistance to millions of people around the world facing health emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
In launching the appeal, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world is witnessing an unprecedented convergence of crises that demand an unprecedented response. He said WHO is addressing an overwhelming number of intersecting health emergencies.
The world cannot look away and hope these crises resolve themselves. With funding and urgent action, we can save lives, support recovery efforts, prevent the spread of diseases within countries and across borders, and help give communities the opportunity to rebuild for the future.
WHO reports 80% of humanitarian needs globally are driven by conflict, and around half of preventable maternal and child deaths occur in fragile, conflict-affected, and vulnerable settings. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tesla CEO and Twitter owner Elon Musk has testified in the trial of a class-action lawsuit filed by Tesla investigators. AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
Musk testified in federal court in San Francisco that he believed he had locked up financial backing to take Tesla private during 2018 meetings with representatives from Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. But the billionaire said no specific funding amount or price was ever discussed. The lawsuit filed by Tesla investors alleges he misled them with a tweet saying funding was secure to take his electric car company private for $420 per share. But the deal never came close to happening, and the tweet resulted in a $40 million settlement with securities regulators.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. Jacinda Ardern has made her final public appearance as New Zealand's prime minister, saying the thing she would miss most was the people, because he had been the joy of the job. She has been a global icon of the left in her more than 5 years in office. She shocked the nation Thursday when she said she was resigning because she had nothing left in the tank. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.